Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Yep, magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about the secret ingredient. Mm-hmm. They're out there. You want to know what they're... Well, we're going to get into it. And also, we're going to be talking about milk thistle for your liver, like I promised. And we may have time to get into... throat cancer, a topic on that. We'll see how the hour rolls. And thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We are thrilled to be with you and glad you're joining us. And, you know, coming up, goodness, next month is already upon us in September. Now, Dr. Carly's going to be here on the 16th, so mark your calendars for that. We look forward to talking with her always about the vaccine stuff. So she's our vaccine expert. So Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases is her website if you want to check that out. We do have a quack report, but before we jump into that, big salute, Semper Fi, lifting our righteous men and women up in uniform and prayer, God's hand of protection beyond them. I'm praying for all of America. I'm praying for righteous men and women in this country to start saying no to wicked stuff and standing for righteousness, okay? So we're going to have to get that, you know, John Wayne true grit gene fired up, okay? And we're going to seek the Lord's face on our knees, you know, humble ourselves and ask for his help because we're going to need it. It's, you know, our job to ask. If he does it, fine, but it's our job to ask, okay? So America needs some help, and I know you know it. You've been talking about it. You've been thinking about it. So let's just do something about it. Hmm? And without further ado, let's do the crack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we have in the quacker? Let's see. Here's an interesting report on a common antibiotic that's prescribed. It's called clarithromycin. You know about erythromycin, but this is clarithromycin. Millions of people take this drug. Usually it's prescribed for infections, but there's a 76% risk of a heart attack, heart failure, when you take this type of, you know, antibiotic. So Dutch researchers have called for an urgent evaluation on this antibiotic because their findings are that, you know, more people who are taking it for infection seem to have heart failure. And their report, by the way, is published online in the BMJ. Now, in New England, they said 2.2 million doses of clarithromycin were prescribed in 2013. They hand the drug out for people with respiratory infections there. They often ignore the drug's side effects, which are well known in the medical community. What it does is it extends the electrical activity in the to the lower part of your heart, which can potentially cause the arrhythmias, a heart rhythm disturbance, and lead to heart failure. So the Dutch population studied this drug, and researchers said that there's an extra 37 cardiac deaths per 1 million courses of this drug taken. Life-destroying meds right before your eyes. And last but not least in the quack report, let's see, animals. Hey, pet lovers, wake up. Here we go. New Time book reveals that, hey, scientists are, you know, thinking more that animals have a mind, a thinking mind. Scientists are delving deep into the mind of animals. They're discovering there's, according to the report, a richness and joy, thought, and even nuance. So there are parrots that don't just mimic words, but they can actually understand them, assemble them into a sentence. And there's gorillas and bamboos that can do language, sign language, pictogram stuff. Animals, research is providing that, you know, creatures are capable, they think, of reflection, worry. Well, yeah, my dog has separation anxiety. I can attest to that. Bliss, they can feel all these emotions to some degree, far deeper than we ever thought before. So give your dog, cat, bird a big hug and kiss and say good job. And that wraps the quack report. All right, what do we got here? We're going to be talking about the secret ingredient. You know, people have hectic lifestyles, right? I know you do. I know I do. It leaves very little time, little spare time. I often joke that, hey, my spare time is also known as when I sleep. But this could be the reason, not having enough time, why 60% of consumers really don't bother to read ingredient labels or even those nutritional facts on a lot of products they buy. Now, the teenagers and the 20-somethings, well, they tend to have this opinion that, well, if it tastes good, it has to be good for you. I think that's a very dangerous motto to live by. And why? Why is that? Well, there are secret ingredients which manufacturers are putting in food products that the FDA has no knowledge about. So we're going to take a look at what may be lurking in your pantry, your freezer, your fridge, and how we can protect our health. So we're going to check this out. Yeah, we're going to strap ourselves in for this ride. First, let's talk about a couple of studies. In 2011, Time magazine ran an article on a study that was done by researchers at the University of Minnesota. The article was titled, "Why People Don't Read Nutritional Labels." So the report revealed that consumers say they look at the product information more than they actually do. So they tested consumers on some common products that they normally purchase, you know, cereal, crackers, soup, cookies, ice cream. And the researchers used this eye tracking software to see what the consumers were looking at and in what order and how long they spent looking at this information. So they were able to track about 1,000 eye movements per second. Now, the volunteers in the study also completed a questionnaire afterwards, and in their written answers, apparently they didn't match up with their eye movements. So over 30% said that they always look at nutritional facts, looking at that panel for calories, fat, sugar, serving size, you know, all that stuff. But in reality, according to this research, only 9% of the volunteers looked at the calorie part of that nutritional panel, and that's all they looked at. About 1% looked at some other information on the nutritional facts panel. So researchers feel that, on average, 37 to 70% of consumers at least look at one component on the nutritional facts panel some of the time. Now, there's this 2012 Science Daily reported on a study that was done at the University of Santiago de Compostela and the University of Tennessee and the University of Arkansas, along with the Norwegian Institute for Agricultural Research. They were looking at the correlation between reading product labels and obesity. So they compared the weight of the American female consumer, which reads food labels, and they found, on average, these women were 8 pounds lighter than those who don't read labels. So their research concluded that, you know, consumers who, you know, read the labels had a lower body mass index by 1.49 points, which translates on average into about 8 pounds. So the research also showed that consumers who smoke read labels less than non-smokers. And some of the demographics they also found were that the urban consumers read labels more often, regardless of high school or college education. And men, get this, men tend to habitually read labels by about 58% compared to females, but their body weight index dropped only 0.12 points, saving them about a half a pound. So the impact of reading labels seems to make the biggest difference among women with regards to weight loss. Now let's talk about this other study in 2007 that was in the Lancet Journal. They did a study on food additives and hyperactivity and attention deficit disorders in children. Now, they studied the effects of food additives like sodium benzoate, which is a preservative, and food colorings. So they also found that children who consumed these products with preservatives and colorings in them were more hyperactive and had a shorter attention span than those who did not consume such products. So let's get down to some of these mystery ingredients. What are we really eating? Now, the big three, you guys are smart. You guys are savvy. I know my engineer knows about these big three, so I know you do too. But we got to cover at least the big three. And the big three ingredients, which do not promote health, and most consumers are aware that they're not good for you, is the monosodium glutamate, the MSG, the aspartame, the artificial sweetener, and the trans fats, you know, the oils that are stabilized artificially. So these three ingredients will interfere with weight loss and encourage weight gain. Now, the MSG was found to increase triglycerides, increase fat deposits in organs and in the blood, increase blood sugar, increases cholesterol, and it can cause liver damage. So these three ingredients are considered non-foods, and people who read labels and eliminate foods containing these ingredients improve their health, and they begin to lose weight. That's right. All right, let's talk about the sweets for a minute. If you read labels, you'll notice a majority of products are sweetened, a lot of times with a high fructose corn syrup. And this is a chemically manipulated corn syrup, making it contain a higher glucose rating. And it's considered an additive food source, and it's very addictive, by the way. So according to Dr. Christine Northrup, regarding this high fructose corn syrup, she says, it's not fat that makes us fat, it's the sugar that makes us fat. So artificial sweeteners like aspartame, hey, they're not any better. Actually, they're worse. So, you know, if you got to have a little sugar, just get good old-fashioned sugar or natural sugar, or stevia. But stay away from the corn fructose, high fructose corn syrup, and the artificial sweeteners. Now, let's talk about some new chemical additives. Now, there are many new additives in the food industry that they're using in which the FDA is unaware of. They really don't know anything about these chemical additives. So these additives are chemicals and thickening agents and flavorings. So the FDA's Deputy Commissioner, Michael Taylor, he says this: we simply do not have the information to vouch for the safety of many of these chemicals, end of quote. So the FDA is aware of many of these additives because of consumer complaints that come in citing allergic reactions, asthmatic attacks, vomiting, and digestive disorders. So these ingredients are in just about every prepackaged food product. So how do the manufacturers get to add these ingredients? Well, they use the FDA's expedited certification process, which was enacted to help manufacturers get a product to market faster and help businesses grow. But the process is being used pretty much as a loophole in the food safety guidelines. So this fast-track certification process replaced a laborious and time-consuming process that the FDA used about 20 years ago, in which the process prohibited the use of an ingredient until it was proven safe. So in the end, the new guidelines took the burden off the FDA in determining what was safe, and it pushed that responsibility to the final determination on what was safe to the food company or the manufacturer. So Taylor goes on to say, or admit really, he says, we aren't saying we have a public health crisis, but we do have questions about whether we can do what people expect of us, end of quote. Ooh, are you serious? He really said that? Yep, he did. Apparently, the FDA doesn't think that the obesity epidemic is a health crisis, which experts have linked a lot of these foods, these additives, that are in these foods, these types of diseases. So, all right, let's talk about the lawsuit. There's a lawsuit. The FDA's being sued. Lower the applause. But in June of this year, 2014, the Center for Food Safety sued the FDA over its regulations on the food additives and its generally recognized as safe program, which is called GRAS. Generally recognized as safe. So the Center for Food Safety objects to the FDA's policy of allowing the food manufacturers to determine if the additives are safe. Legally, the ingredients not on the GRAS list need to have the FDA approval before they are used and distributed in foods. So what is really astonishing is that the expedited certification process I mentioned a minute ago was merely a proposal. It never reached the FDA's final approval status before the food industry started using it in 1998. So it's not really legal, if you get my drift. So the Center for Food Safety is asking the court to set aside the unapproved rule and require the FDA to apply the previous rule where manufacturers petition the FDA for approval for the food additives. Now, according to the lawsuit, when the FDA relied on the proposed rule indefinitely, it violated the rulemaking requirements of the Administrative Procedure Act. You know what? I don't know about you, but I'm pretty tired of the government, the courts, the judges, and the attorneys violating the very laws they create. Aren't you? Well, the FDA states on their website that they evaluate GRAS notices, that's the generally recognized as safe notices, and they determine if any information gives any rise or questions or concerns about the substance. However, according to their deputy commissioner, Michael Taylor, they do not investigate, so that statement is misleading and apparently false. So do you want more evidence on the FDA that they're shirking their duties, huh? Well, let me give it to you. The United States Government Accountability Office determined in their 2010 report that, quote, companies may determine a substance is GRAS, that's generally recognized as safe, without FDA's approval or knowledge, end of quote. So among the dangerous and unapproved additives listed in the suit are the fat substitute Olestra, which can cause GI problems, and this other product called mycoprotein, which is a, get this, a fungus-based meat substitute that causes serious allergic reactions. Oof. Is that like in fast food? You gotta wonder, huh? It's a meat substitute. What the heck is that? I mean, okay. It's sort of like artificial seafood, you know, crab meat or something. I don't know. Well, let's talk about the secret assassins that are lurking in your foods. Many of the chemicals added to foods can build up in your system and cause serious health problems. Now, according to Dr. Truott, these chemicals disrupt the body's ability to regenerate new and healthy cells. Many of these food additives can be detrimental even to your brain and even the developing brains of children. Okay, so very important. And the FDA admits that they don't know what could be in your food which could seriously harm you, basically. And the FDA knows that what it should be doing to protect consumers, so this could only be, the reason they're not, it could only be due to financial influences, I think. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Ott noticed that over the last three decades, attention deficit disorder, obesity, autism, diabetes, they've all skyrocketed, very significant increases by about 500%. And he notes that these excitotoxic substances used to make, you know, your foods taste better, he says, have contributed to obesity and are now also added to your flu, your chickenpox, and your MMR vaccines. Now, you're probably saying, well, we don't taste those. If they're flavor enhancers, why are they doing that? Well, the excitotoxic substances are also added to pharmaceutical drugs because laboratories say it helps them produce 100% consistent replicas reproduce them, and the results are the same. They like that. So in drug making, it helps them make the batch the same. So the excitotoxic substances can also, though, affect human brain and are thought to cause schizophrenia as well as autism. So I highly recommend Dr. Ott's book on chemicals in your food. It's called Secret Assassins in Food. You're going to find all the alias names that the food industry will use to disguise these chemicals, like your MSG, your BHT, and more. So I found my copy on Mother Earth Minerals website, and that's M for Mother, E for Minerals, or I'm sorry, M for Mother, E for Earth Minerals.com. So MEMinerals.com is where you can contact them for your copy. It may be on Amazon, I'm not sure, but great book to have. So basically, let's get to this MSG a minute, because when they created MSG, they created a giant. They really did. I have wondered, and you've wondered, how some of these additives were created and why they were created, right? A lot of people say, well, it was the food industry to extend shelf life, profits, and so on. Yep, pretty much. Dr. Ott shared with me how the monosodium glutamate was developed, also known as MSG, and what it was initially used for. Now, during World War II, a Japanese biochemist, Dr. Akita, he learned about these amino acids and this fermentation that was used in ancient times for the Japanese emperor. So it was a secret formula that they used to quickly plump up the sumo wrestlers, you know, make them heavier. So the bigger and the heavier the sumo wrestlers were, the better. Now, Dr. Akita patented this process, and he started a company to make this unique fermented amino acid, and he created basically monosodium glutamate. So MSG makes food taste better, and people eat more of it. That's why the sumo wrestlers got so large. So MSG chemically slows the metabolism down while making the body crave more food by stimulating the central nervous system and your appetite. So it became a standard flavor enhancer in many Asian foods. So the mystery, here's the mystery why you feel hungry an hour after you eat Chinese food. Well, now it's been answered. See? Now, MSG is also called RL-50, also known as Accent. Remember that product, that commercial you see all the time? The Accent is like a salt product, flavoring enhancer. That's MSG. That's what that is. All right, so the process that Dr. Akita used to make his MSG is a very unnatural fermentation process using mutated bacteria and recombinant DNA and gene splicing. So gene splicing is, it's big in World War II, too. So, however, if you see on your product labels out there, hydrolyzed protein, hydrolyzed yeast, autolyzed yeast, artificial flavorings, these are all alias names for MSG. That's what it is. So here's an interesting fact. Now, if the food product has 79% or less MSG in it, the FDA does not require the manufacturer to list it as an ingredient. Does that make sense? That makes no sense. I smell money. That's how that makes sense, right? So MSG is added to almost all packaged foods, including baby food. So the only way you really avoid it is to make your own food. Make your own food entrees. Make them from scratch, you know. Buy some organic meat, a bag of potatoes, some raw vegetables, and yeah, you can avoid a lot of these unhealthy food additives. That's what you got to do. So, and unfortunately, these additives put toxins in your body. They accumulate. They get stored in the fat molecules. And so is there anything that you can do to cleanse your system of these toxins besides just changing the diet? There sure is. I call it organ cleansing and immune boosting. So, you know, people are amazed at how easy and efficient that is just to utilize the power of some herbs, and they're able to restore balance and function. It's great. So remove the accumulated toxins, and those things bog down your system. Who needs that? And you're going to live life more, you know, abundantly. You know, get a little spring in your step. So call the experts at Apothecary Herbs. They have your organ cleansing and immune boosting products in singles and in packages. So you can power up with some organic herbal products. They have instructions, and I also have product support, so you have someone you can call. And their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277 if you're outside the U.S. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, right there. You can get there by typing in herbtalklive.com, too. Ooh, foreigner, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You wanna move? stepping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Rolling on the radio.
back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about milk thistle for the next few minutes. I love milk thistle. I take it every day. Yes. Now, one of the larger organs of your body is your liver, and it has a lot of responsibilities, right? And the liver has to change food that you consume into energy while it neutralizes waste and toxins like from pharmaceutical and alcohol products, things like that, so you don't poison yourself. And your digestion doesn't stand a chance of having any normal function without helping the liver helping it out and helps with enzymes and bile and things. So modern medicine needs, you know, a good liver aid, but they really don't offer one, you know, but God does. It's called milk thistle. Let's talk about your liver. There are many health risks that can affect the liver: viruses, hepatitis, your drugs, of course, alcohol consumption too much, you know, cancer. So the liver, liver disease can actually scar your liver, causing cirrhosis of the liver. And about 80% of the cases are preventable. So a sure sign that the liver is sick is you may get that yellowing of the skin known as jaundice. And about 10 out of 100,000 die from chronic liver disease, and it isn't necessary. Now, more than 2 million Americans have alcohol-related liver disease, and that works out to about 30,000 deaths a year from that. There are 3.5 million suffering from hepatitis C, causing about 1,200 deaths annually. Hepatitis B affects 46,000 and will increase the risk of a liver cancer by about 100%. And it does cause roughly 5,000 deaths every year. So a very disturbing statistic is that liver transplants are on the rise, even for kids. Now, children are getting these. So if you contract hepatitis, your doctor can only advise you to, you know, rest, refrain from anything that would further damage your liver, like, you know, drinking alcohol or taking prescription medications or even recreational drugs. So if you have cirrhosis of the liver, the most your doctor can do is offer a little relief from the complications, and that's it. So if you eat something poisonous, like, let's say, a mushroom, all that your doctor can do is wait until the fatal consequences run its course. But modern medicine doesn't use herbs to protect and even reverse a threat. Well, let's talk about the herbs that are going to help the liver out. And it's no coincidence that 500,000 people get gallbladder disease, and then they get their gallbladder removed each year. But this puts an extra burden on the liver. So it's part of your detoxifying system. So we want to keep the liver and the gallbladder as healthy as possible. Let's talk about the herb that we call milk thistle. If you have liver ailments, milk thistle has been used since the 17th century for jaundice and all kinds of liver disease. Now, the first century Roman physician Pliny, he published some writings about the amazing milk thistle, and he says it helps the body carry off bile. So it aids the liver and the gallbladder in their functions. So homeopaths have used small amounts of milk thistle for liver disorders, gallstones, and even varicose veins. So let's look at some of the studies. The German studies were able to identify three liver protective compounds that are in milk thistle in 1968. Although the compounds are known as silymarin, how do these compounds in milk thistle help you? Well, they bind to receptors on the liver cell membranes and block toxins from entering. So you may recognize this function by the name antioxidant. So the silymarin goes the extra mile by helping the liver repair itself while stimulating your immune system. So when scientists are finding out that the milk thistle, well, it can be used even for the worst liver diseases safely and effectively. So it doesn't stress the liver. It's not toxic. So the Germany Commission evaluated herbs for liver function, and they approved a milk thistle extract for all types of liver conditions. So under the studies for like hepatitis, several European researchers found that patients who used the milk thistle recovered quickly. One Italian study of 20 hepatitis patients, some given milk thistle and some a placebo, they found that the patients taking the milk thistle regained normal liver function. And Europeans have found that those who accidentally eat a poisonous mushroom had a 95% survival rate when using the milk thistle. So the silymarin in your milk thistle is able to block the poison from entering the liver and killing the organ. Now, one Scandinavian study involved 97 alcoholics with liver damage, but not yet. They didn't have the cirrhosis stage. They didn't have the scarring occurring yet on the liver. So half were given the milk thistle, and the other, maybe took about 4 weeks, and the others were given a placebo. So those that were taking the milk thistle showed significant improvement in liver enzymes, indicating the liver was healing. Now let's talk about drug-induced studies. Consuming alcohol isn't the only drug that can damage your liver. Taking large or long-term doses of over-the-counter products like acetaminophen or a prescribed medication can also damage your liver. So in an animal study, milk thistle was given to protect the livers of rats, and then they were given large doses of acetaminophen. The milk thistle prevented liver damage. In another study, milk thistle prevented liver damage from antibiotics, antidepressants, and antipsychotic drugs. Well, let's talk about some industrial chemicals for a minute. This is really pretty amazing. Research was documented that the silymarin, the antioxidant in the milk thistle, minimizes the damage to the liver associated with long-term exposure to industrial chemicals. So if you've got people you know working in those occupations, they need to be looking at some milk thistle. So workers who suffered liver damage working around the chemical Toulane and xylene, they took 2 to 4 teaspoons of the milk thistle extract 3 times a day for about a month, and this produced substantial reductions in their elevated liver enzymes. Now, there's some other research here on milk thistle. When you really look at it closely, how milk thistle lowers enzyme that has the enzymes, but it also lowers cholesterol. Reduces the risk of diabetes, according to some research. Now, for some milk thistle, if you take it in large doses, it could cause stomach upset, so you want to follow recommended doses. Also, if you're pregnant or nursing, you don't want to use milk thistle. Now, here's some other facts. Milk thistle is very high in chromium, the healthy kind of fat, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, selenium, tin, and zinc. So studies have shown that people who suffer from liver disease, especially those who are like alcoholics or they drink too much, they're very low in vitamin D. So you can get vitamin D by getting some healthy exposure to your sunlight. And vitamin D also helps your liver to properly convert and store various phosphorus compounds for better liver function. So this particular function helps your liver manage glucose. And when the liver is excessive glucose or lipid levels increase, it can clog your liver tissue. So vitamin D is also going to be help to regulate the calcium and even the cellular integrity. So foods that are high in D, cod liver oil, mackerel, sardines, tuna, and milk and eggs also have vitamin D. Well, our organs are designed to regenerate, especially the liver. So when you remove an organ like the gallbladder, it's going to put, like I said, more burden on the liver when it filters toxin. Also, when you remove the gallbladder, it will inhibit the immune system a bit too. So here's what I do. If I had a gallbladder that was giving me trouble, I would do what I call a liver gallbladder flush. Because usually when the liver is kicking up and being cranky, it's probably congested with some stones. So we got to get rid of those stones. So we have to flush them out, and there's a way to do that. So we use some milk thistle, we use some barberry bark, and we use some olive oil and some very tart citrus, and it's called a liver gallbladder flush. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that information. They have the products that you could easily do this, and that's what I would do if I had a gallbladder. Before I had it cut out, yeah, I would do the flush, okay? So if for those people who don't really need the flesh but would like to cleanse the gallbladder, if they don't want something quite as hardcore, well, then we do have a step-down cleanse at Apothecary Herbs, and it's it involves a tea called our Liver Detox Tea and a product called the Liver Gallbladder Tincture. It's a combo. And so you can use that. And people ask me, how often do you have to do that? Well, typically, if you're cleansing for maintenance purposes, you can cleanse as often as every 3 months, but I would say a minimum of twice a year. For those who are, you know, ill, chronically ill, time is of the essence, they may have to cleanse more often than every 3 months just to get the toxins out and help the body regenerate. So it depends on your situation, but if you're just doing it for maintenance, every 3 months, as often as every 3 months, or minimum of twice a year. All right, we've got a few minutes here, so we're going to move along to our next topic, which is throat cancer. So according to the National Cancer Institute, throat cancer, also known as laryngeal or pharyngeal cancer, very difficult to treat according to medicine. Basically, they say treat because you know they don't cure a thing. They don't. Modern medicine is great for trauma, but when it comes to preventative things, no. They like disease management. That's their specialty. See? So the National Cancer Institute reports that if the condition is caught early, there is a 90%, they say, cure rate. Well, I use the term cure when I'm dealing with them loosely because the disease is most likely in remission, especially if the patient makes no lifestyle changes whatsoever. The unlucky individual with throat cancer has a lot of physical real estate at risk. So the cancer cells usually start behind the nose as these flat, thin cells, and they kind of look like fish scales. And the cancer spreads to affect the voice box, the thyroid, the neck, the nose, and the esophagus. So this disease usually affects adults over the age of 50 and is 10 times more likely to affect men than women. Now, white men have a 50% higher risk of throat cancer than African American men. And throat cancer may not be as prevalent as other cancers, with about 13,000 cases a year. And it's responsible for about 4,000 deaths. So what can we do about this? Well, we're going to find out. Now, let's talk about the symptoms. A lot of people say, well, how would I know if I have throat cancer? Well, you may have throat cancer if you have the following symptoms: coughing, ear pain, persistent sore throat for more than 6 weeks, pain or difficulty swallowing, a voice change, you know, hoarseness, and it stays with you for like 6 weeks, weight loss, or this lump or paleness to your skin, or you may have a sore that won't heal inside your mouth, on your throat or neck. Now, in addition to these symptoms, you may have difficulty breathing and experience some bleeding in the throat. Now, here's some other signs. You may have neck pain, bleeding from the mouth, persistent sinus congestion, bad breath, sore tongue, white, red, or dark patches inside your mouth, numbness of the mouth, a lump on the lip or mouth or your gums, enlarged neck glands, and slurred speech, because cancer is going to be affecting the tongue and the vocal cords and everything. Well, let's talk about some of the complicated risks. Throat cancer can spread to your trachea, bronchial, and even the lungs. Some factors which can cause the development of throat cancer are exposure to asbestos, alcoholism, Epstein-Barr virus, papillomavirus, poor dental hygiene, tobacco use, especially smokeless tobacco and cigars, and a diet lacking adequate vitamins from fruits and vegetables. So cigarette smokers, they have a 25-fold increased risk of cancer over non-smokers. Now, other factors that can contribute are low immune system, exposure to nickel refining, textile fibers, woodworking, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Now, let's look at the medical treatments for this. Modern medicine offers chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and of course your drugs. Now, one drawback to the radiation therapy is that it can cause a reduction in blood supply to the jaw. And if that happens, the jawbone can die. So it's a problem. So if the disease spreads to the neck or the lymph nodes, the remission rate is going to drop to 50%. If surgery is recommended, most patients tend to suffer the loss of their larynx or their voice box, and also any lymph nodes in the neck area. Now, severe cases require removal of the trachea, the jaw, the upper palate, and part of the face. Now, if this is the case, the patient is left with a permanent opening in the throat called a stoma. And all this will leave the patient with his difficulty eating and swallowing, stiffness in the neck, pain, respiratory problems, speech problems, and the longevity and the quality of life for a patient like this it will be severely diminished. So if the cancer spreads to other parts of the body, which is most likely when cancer is surgically removed, it spreads it, a modern medicine writes the patient pretty much off as incurable. So the game plan then shifts from remission to pain relief until death. In other words, you're on exit care, lots of pain medicine, you know, hook her up to the pain medicine drip, and off she goes into the coma. All right, let's talk about diet. Research is suggesting that a diet high in processed meat, especially red meat, increases your risk of head and neck cancers. So the study also reported that a diet with raw foods and even some cooked vegetables offered more protection against head and throat cancer. Now, natural vitamin E helps prevent the white patches that are precursors for cancer on mucosal surfaces. So that'd be like the lining of your mouth. So you'll find natural vitamin E in your cold-pressed vegetable oils, sprouted seeds, sunflower seeds, nuts like your almonds, whole grains, Brussels sprouts, peaches, wheat germ, asparagus, green leafy vegetables, spirulina, and barley grass. Now, Better Care Team was also reported to help with the early stages of cancer. Now, let's talk about a cancer case. There have been cases of throat cancer that have been cured, really cured. There was a case of a 48-year-old male who had a large mass the size of a small grapefruit about 4 inches in his throat. His doctors did a biopsy, which reported he had a malignant cancer. The cancer involved his thyroid and vocal cords, and he had extreme difficulty swallowing and breathing. His doctor said that the biopsy showed that the cancer was dissolving his thyroid. Now, and possibly his vocal cords and sides of his throat. So the patient didn't want surgery or any of the options his doctors gave him, even though his doctors told him he had a window of 6 weeks or less to seek treatment. But instead, he opted to do some combination of natural therapies. So with a disease like cancer, you really want to unleash all the firepower that you have at your disposal. So this means organ cleansing, especially blood cleansing. So juicing, vegetarian diets, external herb poultices, castor oil packs, eating raw garlic, about 4 cloves a day, immune boosting, hydrotherapy, using your cold and hot water treatments, of course, exercise, massage, positive thinking, reflexology, all these things are a combination that you want to use. That's what I would be doing. So within about 2 weeks, this gentleman with the cancerous mass, he started doing all that. And within 2 weeks, the mass had shrunk in half to about 2 inches, and then he could swallow and he could breathe more easily. So he kept doing this, the natural therapies, every day. He wouldn't let up. And the mass kept shrinking, and by 6 months, he was completely free of the cancerous mass. His doctors reexamined him and pronounced him cancer-free. This man saved his thyroid, his voice box, pretty much his life. And with a normal, healthy voice, he is able to give his testimony. And one important thing to remember is that if you want to heal yourself with natural therapies, you have to get aggressive with them and not be afraid to use them. So if you want to be fearful, be afraid of what the medical establishment will do, you know. All right. There are some poultices that you can use. I mentioned some, you know, combination therapies. There are some herbs that you can mix up and make into a poultice and apply externally to dry out cancer and to kill it. So you can mix 2 cups of powdered herbs with some clay and charcoal and mix it up in some water and some apple cider vinegar, maybe some tea tree oil, and apply that externally. It'll be a bit liquidy when it goes on, but then it will kind of dry a little bit into a white, dusty-looking clay form. And you can apply it, and if you want to put some dressing on it to keep it cleaner, you can. But you can add herbs like golden seal, poke root, chaparral, red clover. There's lots of things you could put in there. European mistletoe works well with herbs with regard to things like cancer. I like red clover because it has acid, it has cumeric acid in it, and it stops the clumping of cancer cells, and it thins them out, especially in the blood, and it helps the body destroy them. Chaparral is very good. It's a strong antioxidant. It destroys tumor cells. The FDA warns against us using it, but Poke root is good. It's an anti-cancer herb. I like to use it in small amounts, but it's very strong. Garlic, of course, I love that. It's an anti-cancer property in it. If you have the neck area where the glands are involved, I like to use mullein. It just soothes those glands. So you've got a lot of choices here. If you're interested in a list of herbs that you could use in poultices like this, where you can do it yourself. Apothecary Herbs, they do send that out. If you would like to request that, you can send a email request to their website at thepowerherbs.com, or you can simply give them a call at 866-229-3663. So this is all about empowering you and getting and staying cancer-free. If you need some vitamin mix, with lots of amino acids and plant proteins, if you're feeling a little weak and you're not getting the nutrients, you definitely want to check out their Body Foundation food mix. It's a powder that you just add to juice or water, and it'll cover you with energy and nutrition pretty much throughout the day. They do have cleanses, including the blood cleanse. Blood cleanse is one you do last, okay? So you want to start with the bowel and work up to the blood cleanse. And information on how to do cleansing is on their website. You can click on healthy guidelines and on cleansing to see why you should do it that way in that order. It's basically for your safety and success, but it's all spelled out there. But if you have still questions or concerns, you can email or call. And I personally would love to hear from you. Our toll-free number, again, at Apothecary Herbs is 866-229-3663. Now, if you have email, you may want to check out the Power Herbs ebook. It's a 400-page book, and it's emailed to you. And it has an herb symptom reference guide in it. It talks about cleansing and some other things that you can do naturally to improve health. So that's just $14.99, and that's on the website as well. It's called the Power Herbs book, so you can look under books and newsletters. And if you're going there, you might as well sign up for the free newsletters too. Healthy information sent to you each and every week, and they're totally free. So that's a plus. So it's all about empowerment. It's all about you taking back the power. It's all about you being healthy, enjoying life, and being as toxic-free as you can, and boosting that immune system. Cold and flu season's around the bend. We have a price increase on Saturday, so get your orders in by tomorrow. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a medical physician before using any product or therapy, if you dare. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.